Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. And if you're watching on YouTube, I appreciate you watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much to everyone who has left a review or a comment or have interacted with the Q&As. It means a lot to me. And I appreciate you guys. So if you haven't already done so, please make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube and make sure that you follow on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. So that way, anytime there's a new episode, you guys get a notification to your phone and you are ready to listen. So this week, I had a pretty good week. Let me tell you, I actually have been going to the gym at 5 in the morning and I'm very proud of myself. It's been a struggle. A few of the days, like, I woke up and I was like, oh no, like, I barely, like, I'm sleeping so good, blah, blah, blah. And it's all in your head. Like, I did that 5-4-3-2-1, count 5-4-3-2-1, and then just get up. I am the type of person that hits snooze all the time. So lately, I haven't done that. As soon as I hear my alarm, I like get up. I do the 5-4-3-2-1, get up. And it works. And now I feel like I have so much more time. Even though I'm starting my day early, I even get ready and take my time. Like, I still get to work around the same time. I have gotten to work some days earlier, but other days I'm like just taking my time, putting my lunch. And when I haven't gone to the gym and I just get up, I'm like running late. A veces ni tengo tiempo de echar lonche. So try it. It's amazing. You don't have to deal with the crowds in the afternoon. And I'm going to try to do it at least 3 times a week. If I can, if not, do it 4. I usually take Fridays off. I don't really work out on Fridays because that's like my rest day. That's the day that I treat myself to coffee usually, or I, you know, like there's always like office bagels and I don't mind like getting that. So I feel like that's my day to like, okay, you survive Monday through Thursday, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe in next week I'll do all 5 days. Who knows? Actually, this coming week I have Friday off, so I'm excited for that. I haven't had a Friday off in a while. I took a long vacation back in April when it was my birthday when I went to Mexico. And because of that, I haven't really taken any other vacations, but I'm like, I need to do something. Angela and I were planning to go to San Diego, but it is ridiculously expensive. Like, we were looking at rooms. I don't know if something's going on next weekend, but we were just like, well, we could just go out here. So we'll see what we get into this weekend. I'm excited to have some girl time and just be off work for 3 days. I woke up early today thinking that I was going to start recording like super early. And I started doing my hair, did my makeup, and got ready, set up my whole tripod setup that you can't see back here. But when I was doing that, well, first of all, I broke my tripod. So that was fun. I guess I'm getting too buff and stuff from going to the gym. And I don't know, I just twisted it too hard and it just snapped. So now I have to get a new one, but it's working right now. So I'm glad that it's working, because if not, we wouldn't have a video podcast. And I just realized that for a long time, I didn't want to do this video podcast because I was afraid to be in front of the camera. And I'm still getting used to it. Like, sometimes I cringe at my like facial expressions, and I'm like, wow, now people are actually watching how I look like every time I talk. And it's just different. Like, when you're behind the mic and there's no camera, you could be all fondonga. Now I actually have to get ready, but it's okay, porque no andamos fondongas, andamos guapas. And after this, my mom and I are gonna hit the town because it's too hot to be home. Even though we have our AC, pero I don't know, se siente como si estás encerrada if you're here all day. And I know being out sucks, but I'd rather be like thrifting or something. Yesterday, I actually went thrifting. I only found like two shirts. I had some pants to return. Shopping for pants for me, it's one of the hardest things ever. Like I got slacks for work and I was like, oh, these fit for sure. Nope. Them hips don't lie, girl, let me tell you. So I was telling my mom how I realized that I haven't treated myself to like new clothes. I'm always thrifting, which is fine because we're saving the environment one step at one thrift at a time. But I haven't actually treated myself, and some of my blazers are kind of old, and I'm very particular with the styles that I like, and Angela keeps telling me that I need to get them tailored if I want them to fit perfectly. I like mine's fitted. I don't like the loose ones, like for work at least. And loose ones, I feel like they look cute with like jeans and like a little top. But for work, I like them fitted, and I also like them on a budget. Like I am not about to spend $120 on a freaking blazer. Maybe 60. So my mom and I went to Victoria Gardens yesterday, and we were just looking for the blazer. I finally found one at H&M. No, not like the perfect one, but it was better than what I have because the one I have is falling apart. And I wash my office clothes, which I shouldn't, in the washer. Like they're supposed to be dry clean, but a mí me vale mal. I just throw everything into the washer and I hang dry. So I'm like, it's fine. But sometimes it does get ruined. So I found a blazer and then I'm like, let's check out JCPenney. And JCPenney usually doesn't have anything. It's more like it's always overpriced, I feel like, unless there's a sale. And there was a sale yesterday, and I found the perfect blazer, and it had matching pants, and they both fit, and I felt like I won the lottery. But I also went to Ulta and Target, and I bought makeup for myself, and I was just in a treating myself mood. I'm like, see, yo. If I don't spoil myself, who's gonna spoil me? Like, I work hard every day and I do a lot of OT with this podcast. Like, porque I treat myself like to food all the time and to experiences, but like to actual material things, it's hard for me to, and I struggle with that. And my mom is always like, just buy it for yourself. Like, yesterday we went to Key, my mom got some prescription glasses, Key or Quay, whatever. I think it's Key. Key. My sister gets mad at me when I mispronounce Quay. Or when I say Quay, it's actually Key. But I love their sunglasses. But I need to get prescription ones. And the ones that I liked, they don't make them in prescription. But they were so cute. And I walked away from them. My mom's like, just buy them. She's such a bad influence. But no, not really. And I just had a great time. Like, I really said, you know what? Today I'm gonna run errands and gonna enjoy the fruits of my labor, and I treated myself, and it was awesome. The other day, I actually need to buy a curling iron that turns off on its own because if you follow me on Instagram, you saw that I have done this more than once where I'm driving to work and suddenly I get this thought of me not turning off my curling iron. So I was driving to work and I was almost halfway there and I'm like, did I turn off my curling iron? Like I was just like sipping on my coffee and suddenly I think, did I turn off my curling iron? I don't know why my mind works this way, but you know how you do stuff out of habit, like you don't remember because you're like trying to get ready. And then as I drove closer to work, I was just like, I think I turned it off. And then something in my head while I was working, it just kept bothering me. And you know what? I said during my lunch, I'm gonna take a little extended lunch. I'm gonna go home and check if I turn off the curling iron because I couldn't get it out of my head. And I just picture like my house being on fire. And it was so hot that I was like, it's gonna get hot in there. Everything's gonna melt. And thinking of the worst thing. So I come home during my lunch and I turned it off. It was off. It was, I don't know, my mind was just playing tricks on me. And I was like, I do not want to go back to work now. So I went back to work, and now my coworkers were like, well, you should just start taking a picture of your curling iron and unplug the whole thing. And I'm like, you is right. So now I'm gonna turn off the switch and just like unplug the whole thing because that did not let me work whatsoever. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about body image. And I know I've done an episode about this before, and I constantly share a lot about how, I try to eat healthy and I'm going to the gym, but I'm gonna be super transparent with you guys, like I've always been, and I've actually been struggling with my body image lately. And the reason I think that I have been struggling is one, I wasn't working out because I was feeling depressed, and the whole health scare. Ooh, dije que no iba a llorar. The whole health scare really put a toll on me. Like, is that how you say it? It was really stressful. If you didn't listen to my last episode, I found a lump on my breast and I got a mammogram. And now I'm gonna get an ultrasound. I am really anxious and excited about it because I just want to put an end to this, or I want to know what's going on. But like I said, I'm in my heart, I feel like everything's okay, but there's that part of me that hasn't let me be my true self like I have been. And because of that, I have gained weight. So I wasn't working out. I was eating like crap. And although like I was trying so hard, like I would just give in because I had no desire to do anything. And I was pushing myself to go to the gym, and I was pushing myself to walk, but like it took over my last 4 months. And like wearing my clothes like has been, and you might think like, oh Melina, like are you serious? Like you're really gonna talk about this? Like you look fine. And I know everybody has different issues with weight or has struggled growing up with body image, and I myself have struggled with body image. But I've always taken care of myself and, try to be better by like eating better and like making good choices. But for the last few months, it was a struggle. Like, no tenía ganas de cocinar, no tenía ganas de hacer nada. Like, I just didn't want to do anything. And finally feeling like myself, like I told you guys, like I'm actually going to gym. My eating is getting better and I've been meal prepping, but I struggle with body image. And one thing that in our culture, people always bring up our weight. Like you see somebody like, ay, gordita. Oh, estás muy flaquita. And I talked about this in an episode with Chantel where I believe it's called, it's something to do with boundaries, setting boundaries with people when they bring up your weight, like, hey, it's not something I want to talk about right now. Or like just making them feel as uncomfortable as they make you feel. Because growing up, that was a struggle. Like, ay, está gordita. Ay, estás muy flaquita. Ay, Dios mío. No comes? So weight has always been something that is brought up all the time. Like, ay, miraste, blah, 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 ya está llenita. Oh, perdió peso, se mira muy bien. Y si no pierde peso, it's like, oh my gosh, she hasn't lost the baby weight. She gained so much weight. And it's always a constant criticizing of people's weight, and it takes a toll on everybody. So one thing that I want to do this episode because just to, if you're going through body image issues like I am, it's not easy. And it's not easy when people keep bringing it up, like, oh, you look like you've gained a little weight. Oh, you look like you lost a little weight. Like, one thing that we need to learn as a society is to stop bringing people's weight because you don't know what they're going through. Like, no one really knew except my close friends what I was going through or my mom. But no one really knew like all the stress I've been going through. And also, I didn't want to talk about it on the podcast because I didn't want to scare anybody. But now I'm like, why didn't I just open up? Like, I've been transparent with you guys, but it was something that was scary. And it's still not over, but it's soon to be over. I actually have my ultrasound coming up on Friday, so I am looking forward to it, although I'm a little anxious about it. But like, I want to close this chapter, hopefully, and everything be okay. But no one knew what I was going through. And one thing I learned is that the more I was negative towards myself, the worse I felt. I started like, I'd be like, okay, This health scare just taught me how important it is to take care of myself and that I have to really be conscious of what I'm putting in my body. Y que yo puedo. Like, lo he hecho before. I've lost weight before. And I'm not saying that everybody has to lose weight. I'm just saying this is how I feel. And these are my true emotions. And like, I know when I've been at my fittest, I know when I haven't been at my fittest, and I like being at my fittest because I feel good. It's a confidence booster for me. And I know that a lot of people don't like to talk about this because you don't want to offend anybody, and I don't want to offend anybody. I'm just sharing my story of my struggles. And I remember last month when I went to the beach, I was really feeling myself in my swimsuit, and I was like, whoa, like, no te miras tan mal, okay? And the other day I got home, and some of my work pants do not fit me right now. But they will. They will. My booty is fat still. But un día me fui al trabajo and I was trying so hard to fit into these pants. Well, I wasn't trying hard. Like, I put the pants on, I went to work, but I hadn't sat in them. And when I got in my car and I sat and I was like, whoa, this is gonna be uncomfortable all day. You know, office jobs, you sit all day most of the day. And I was so uncomfortable all day, all because I was like, no, they better fit. And I thought to myself, like, why did I put myself through this? So, one tip that I have, if you're struggling with your weight, like, buy yourself clothes that fits you because I was trying so hard to wear. Yesterday, when I went shopping, I actually bought bigger pants and I was like, you know what? Whatever. And I was refusing to buy bigger clothes because I'm like, no, like, I'm gonna get back to it. I'm gonna get back to it. And I'm not saying that it's okay. It's whatever your plan, everybody can do whatever they want. But this is what my thoughts on this whole subject is like, if I'm gonna put myself in these clothes that make me feel like crap, what's the point? So I bought bigger pants and now they fit. And I'm like, okay, like, it's okay to buy bigger clothes. It's okay that your body doesn't look like what it used to look like a couple months ago, a year ago. It's okay if your body changed when you had children. Bodies change. And some people are lucky where they keep the same figure their whole life. And some of us aren't. Some of us struggle with our hormones. Some of us struggle after we have children. I've never had children, but I know that I've seen people struggle. And the sad part to me is that this is why I was bringing this up too, because I saw something on TikTok that said, why are dad bods like hot but mom bods aren't? Like, we have glamorized dad bods so much that why is it okay for a male to have a dad bod but the female, if she has a mom bod, oh my God, like she really lost her figure when she had the baby. Like, you birthed a whole baby, and people are gonna judge you on your weight. Like, it's really sad to me that we aren't compassionate with people because we don't know what they're going through. And I just want to say that if you're struggling with body image, you are not alone. I'm sure a lot of people struggle with this, and they have for a while, but one thing that like tips for me that make me feel good is I bought clothes that was my size. I told myself, like, you have the power to like work out. Like, if you can do this, you've done it before, and you're stronger than this. And the other day I got home, estaba bien caliente, and I just took off my clothes because, like, you know, office wear is like you got your blazer on, you got your button up. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, okay, girl, like you look good. And I thought to myself, like, why have I been so mean to myself? And I also saw another TikTok today where a woman was saying that she was like in her 60s and she was saying, like, I used to be so hard on myself on how I used to look. Now look at me. Like, I was so mean to the younger me. And your body will change over the years. We're gonna get wrinkles, we're gonna get old, but I'm gonna get Botox. Just kidding. But we have to appreciate what we have and think about it. Like, we have the power to change our diets, to change our habits, to feel good about ourselves. If you don't feel good about yourself, then do something about it. And that's one lesson that I learned is like, it's a little tough love. And this episode might not sit well with some people, and it's something a little controversial to talk about, but if you don't feel good about your body, do something about it. No one's going to do something about it. I know it's hard when you're depressed, but get help. Go to therapy. If you need guidance, like maybe schedule like guidance, watch videos. We have everything at the palm of our hands. And for those months, I was making excuses like, I just don't feel good. I don't have energy. But that's because I was stressed out and I was a little depressed. And now I'm like, okay, well, I've done this before where I've gotten in a dark place and then I come out of it. And I'm coming out of it. It's a struggle, but make sure that you're kind to yourself. When you start thinking of something negative to say about your body, remember that little girl or that little boy that you used to be. Would you tell that to that little boy or little girl? You wouldn't. And I would never tell my friends the things that I was telling myself, like, oh my God, like you let yourself go, like you're in your 30s and these are supposed to be like your prime, and what if, when you have kids, like your body's just, you're just gonna let it go. And I'm probably rambling at this point, but I just want to say, like, you don't know what people are going through. Body image is something that people often struggle with, and if you keep hearing it, then you're starting believing it. And if people, the tip I have, just please don't bring up people's weight when you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time. Like, oh my God, she gained so much weight. Oh my God, he gained so much weight. Or if you see your relatives for the holidays, ay, estás gordita. Make them uncomfortable. Say, ay, no quiero hablar de mi peso. Is that how you say it? De cuánto peso. But you gotta be kind to others, and you gotta be kind to yourself. And you have to spend, another tip I have is, if you're following all these pages where, like, they're making you feel bad about your body, then unfollow them. You have to practice positive self-talk. You have to feel good in what you're wearing. Do things that make you happy. What makes you happy? For me, going to the gym makes me happy. Going on my walks makes me happy. Wearing clothes that fit makes me happy. And slowly but surely, I feel like I'm overcoming this. And it's not about the number on the scale. For a little bit, I was like weighing myself every day. It's about feeling good and feeling good in your clothing. And if you need to, write a list about all the things you're grateful for about your body. Like, my body helps me walk. My body helps me think. Or anything that you can do to get yourself out of being so mean to yourself, like I was being mean to myself. And I don't know if this episode made sense, but soy chillona, soy chingona. And I know that there's people that struggle with this all the time, like I have been struggling with. And just know that bodies change. How does one improve their body image? Well, first of all, get clothes that fit you, because I think that was one thing that was really hard for me, was the fact that my slacks weren't fitting and my jeans were too tight and they were uncomfortable. So now that I have clothes that actually fits me, I feel better in them. Also, practice looking in the mirror. Like, if that means in getting in your tanguita and or naked or fully naked, look in the mirror and appreciate your body. You have to learn to love your body at all stages. And if you don't like how you feel, do something about it. Start walking. Go to the gym. Do something that makes you happy, that will make you feel good. Set boundaries when it comes to like diet discussions or talking about your weight. Don't let your family talk about your weight. Tell them, oh, I don't feel like talking about that right now. And you don't have to tell anyone what you're struggling with. If you want to, you can share that. But also, like, it's nobody's business of what you're going through internally. And do stuff to reduce stress. Go on your hot girl walks and just be a bad bitch, not a sad bitch. I can't believe, like, this episode took a total turn. I did not plan on this, but, like, I just kept thinking about it and how, when I was thrifting yesterday, I was like, wow, like, all these cute clothes is small and it no longer fits me. And I'm like, it's okay. We're not always going to look the same. And we have to be able to accept our bodies. Accept our bodies for what they are and what they do. And look at what they actually do for us. We're walking, we're talking. Some people don't get the privilege to live this long or to live tomorrow. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, because it's something that I had been struggling with and I want to share with you guys. I didn't plan on doing it today. It just kind of happened, but I appreciate you guys listening, and you're not alone if you're struggling, pero juntas podemos, and we can do this. We can learn to love our bodies and also better our health, because being sad about like how you look or how you feel, it sucks. It really does suck, and I would never let any of my friends feel like that. So why was I letting myself feel like that? And it's just about improving and doing better. And I feel like I'm getting there. And I hope that this was inspiration for you, if you have been struggling with this, to, you know that you're not alone and that we can do it. We can feel better about ourselves. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope you have an amazing week. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on Instagram, TikTok, Latina Podcaster on Twitter. Subscribe to my YouTube. And I still have a few Unbreakable Latina sweatshirts. I know it's hot as fuck, but get ready for winter. All the stores are bringing out their winter stuff. So don't come at me, those people that said, oh, why are you bringing sweaters in the summer? Because it just happened that way. Okay, I didn't plan that this was going to take this long, and it did. So do you throw away your sweaters during the summer? No, you put them in your closet. So don't be mean to me, be nice to me. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.